morning. Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. I am Gary Zimak, coming to you from the studios of Holy Spirit Radio on this dreary Friday, but we're here to make your Friday a little less dreary. Let's kick it off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer to keep the presence of God. Lord God Almighty, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us today by your mighty power so that we may not fall into any sin, and that all our words may so proceed and all our thoughts and actions be so directed as to be always just in your sight. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we really appreciate you tuning into the program today. I want to let you know what's coming up. Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute will be here. We talked to him at the beginning of Lent about the Best Lent Ever program. Now, as you know, we've been running the Matthew Kelly segments each day. Jack is coming on the program to check in with us to see how our Lent is going. And because it's Friday, Dan Burke will be here to talk about his book, Into the Deep, Finding Peace Through Prayer. We also have our usual assortment of music and entertainment, if that's what you want to call it. Speaking of entertainment, Frank Eliasson, Dave Parker.
Wait, confusing going there. You went backwards.
I know. Yeah, really. I know. I like to keep you guys on your toes. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
And you too, Gary.
Hey, thank you, Dave.
Hey, yeah.
Frank,
hey.
Great job on the program yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to hear the program yesterday, you need to make it a point to hear it. We had several musical artists in the studio with us, Dana Catherine, Luke Spihar, Teresa Peterson, Megan Schreiber, the president of Abbey Fest Ministries. They were in the studio, Frank.
Oh, incredible.
And you did a great job putting all the performances together.
Yes, you did.
It's tricky when you do live music. You have to do some editing sometimes. But
yeah, never know what to expect, but it turned out to be extraordinarily fun show. So if you missed it, you can certainly download it on spiritinthemorning.com. But the other thing is we will be re-airing it.
Good.
It will re-air tomorrow at noon. Mm-hmm. So Saturday at noon, if you have some time free.
For the best of.
Exactly. Yes. And the music itself, they're just incredible artists. Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to do to come into the studio and perform live.
And the levels that they get themselves to in this singing is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
So, it was a fun show to do. I love to do more with Abbey Fest. For those that will be around tonight, we'll be at Nativity of Our Lord. And, we'll be at their concert tonight. So join it. Say hi to us while you're there.
You can't miss us. We'll have our Holy Spirit Radio shirts on.
Yeah. I have mine on. I don't know where yours is. Okay. I guess you're going home.
I'm going home.
Frank came dressed.
Yeah, some of us don't live at the studio.
Must be nice.
You're very dedicated. I know.
Frank just finished that shower in the back, right? As part of the upgrade.
Part of the upgrade. I wondered why those beds were being installed here.
Actually, there's always been a joke that I want to have a futon here. and it's not that much of a joke. I actually do.
Yeah. We may come in Monday, right? And there's a futon.
You know where your desk is, Dave? That spot. I want to get rid of those dividers, get rid of those desks, and I want to put a futon
nice
right
place.
There.
Yeah. And then, where am I going?
Don't worry about that. I fear you'll come in one day and you'll see me laying
there. Am I going up in the attic or what? Yeah. We do have an attic here, folks. It's quite large.
But with the history of radio in equipment.
That's right. That's right. But tonight is going to be a great night at Nativity of Our Lord Parish, 7:30 p.m. In Warminster, a night of stories and songs. It's an acoustic night, very intimate setting with Dana Catherine, Teresa Peterson, and Luke Spihar. It's going to be great. I can't wait to be there to see the actual concert.
They're incredible people, too.
Yeah, they really are.
All of them. We've known Teresa Peterson. We knew her and her husband were just incredible. And very spiritual people, but also really just nice, genuine people that you want to be around.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's what we found with Dana. Mm-hmm. It's what we found with all of them. It was just so much fun to hang out with them. So anyway, you have to show up.
What struck
tonight.
Me, and I was home yesterday because it was a pre-record, but it was phenomenal. And it just struck me. The courage that these folks have, these younger folks,
that's right,
and they're venturing out on their evangelization mission, their ministry, as it were, based in music for the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, wow, what courage.
And if you think about it, and we talked a little bit about this, they're not doing this for money.
No. Mm-hmm.
They're
no.
doing this for faith.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And so often our young people and everybody, you know, they want to make their place in, and they're, you know, they make it about financial things and other mm-hmm. things. All three of them really made it about faith.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you know, and to travel the country as they do, take away from their family.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To be able to do these things, it's just absolutely mm-hmm. incredible. Mm-hmm. But then you take it to the next level and you start listening to the words in the songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Dana talked about how, you know, she was writing the one song and, you know, she was struggling with, I need to get this song written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then was driving back from adoration.
Exactly.
The day before she had to deliver that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it all came to her, and the song was just absolutely beautiful.
It was,
but I, you know, and mm-hmm. I think the hard part, I think sometimes with, I think music is a great way of reaching into people, mm-hmm. but you know, one of the things is you have to pay attention to the words in these mm-hmm. songs because mm-hmm. yeah. that is where the faith really is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what I found beautiful. Interesting is. As a musician myself, and I use that term loosely, I've always wanted to be able to write songs. Never could do mm-hmm. it. I never had that gift. But I was talking to Luke, and I said, I asked each of them how many songs you've written. I asked Luke. He said, "Well, not too many. Only about 50." I said, 50. I mean, to me, that's just incredible.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah.
Let me be clear. I couldn't even write one.
I mean, yeah. So they're very gifted, and we really encourage you to come out and support these folks tonight. It's going to be 7:30 at Nativity Parish in Warminster. You can find out more. I have the information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. And also tomorrow evening at the Cathedral in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. they're going to be performing.
What a venue that is.
Yeah, I can't imagine wow. that. So please.
No pressure to them.
No pressure.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's you know, you have Nativity. I love Nativity. Mm-hmm. You know, grew up and went to Archbishop Wood right around the corner from Nativity. But you're going from Nativity then to the Cathedral.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, the big house in Philadelphia. The big, yes, it's a phenomenal basilica.
So really consider coming out. And then again, we will be there tonight. So we hope to see you there. Let me see what else. As I mentioned at the start of the show, Jack Beers from Dynamic Catholic Institute will be here. It's hard to believe that Sunday is the fifth Sunday wow. of Lent. When we first checked in with Jack, it was right at the beginning mm-hmm, of Lent, and I remember mm-hmm. saying, oh, you'll come back in several weeks, but yeah. it's here, fifth Sunday of Lent. The following Sunday is Palm Sunday. I mean, know. That's where we stand.
Yes. How's your Lent going, Gary?
It's going great. And, you know,
Frank.
I am still tempted.
Yes.
When we bring Jack on to say that this has been our worst Lent ever. But I don't want it to, that would be mean, wouldn't it?
Troublemaker. You're stirring the pot there, Zimak.
I don't think he would appreciate that. But anyway, yeah. I'm going to talk to him about it. What do we do? And I'm sure somebody out there is saying that right now. This has not been a good Lent for me. What do I do? And mm-hmm. and the message is it's not too late. And I do want to get into that with Jack. But without further ado, let me do today's gospel. Which comes from John chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. As we get closer to the end of Lent, these messages get tougher and tougher, and it becomes very clear what Jesus has to go through on Good Friday. Let's take a look at this. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him." Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and you also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, who you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. This is it's an amazing series of events here. We see really the pressure coming on Jesus. I mean, it's very obvious what's about to happen. But Dave and Frank, I think it's pretty clear when you look at this narrative from John's Gospel. They tried to arrest him, but no one was able to lay a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. Mm-hmm. God the Father had a plan. I mean, this was part of the plan. It was unfolding. His hour had not yet come. Yes. That was going to take place on Good Friday. But we see here in this gospel, people are saying, well, wait a minute, this guy's not the Christ.
Yeah.
The Messiah, we're not supposed to know where he's from, but we know where this guy's from, so he's not Christ.
Exactly.
Let's kill him. I mean, again, very closed-minded, very narrow-minded people here.
Yeah. But it didn't fit their image of and how, their perception of how he was to come.
Right.
You know, they knew it all, and this guy wasn't it.
Yeah, and Frank, the challenge is, for each of us, we lapse into that every day. We look at people all the time. We judge them. I'm guilty of this. I look at somebody, and I say, well, that guy, you know,
we're all guilty of it. I think, and it's recognizing that and, you know, how you approach things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every one of these gospels, and, you know, it's really interesting. We try and wait till the Sunday, but every day, Gospels have messages for us, and they can be extraordinarily powerful to help us in our everyday lives.
Absolutely.
But it's listening to them with our own hat on.
Yeah.
You know, how do I live my life?
How do I live my life?
And how can I take this for me to understand and maybe do things differently?
Exactly. And that's, if you want to do something good during Lent, how about being more open-minded? Frank, you've always been big about this because you've always been heavily involved in social media. Both in your career and on a personal level, you see a lot of stuff, and I know you have very strong opinions about what's going on there.
Well, a friend of mine just did a post the other day, and basically, you know, it's more geared towards businesses, but geared towards everybody, which is this lack of empathy we have oftentimes in social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's an opportunity for us to be a little understanding of the other person in front of us.
Yes.
Reflective on ourselves.
It's been lost.
Yeah.
In today's modern media.
And we're not even reflective on ourselves.
And culture.
We like to think, I'm always good. I'm right.
Yeah. And what happens to not just the social media, but especially there, we forget we're dealing with real people. And sometimes people say some very nasty things that they wouldn't say directly to the person's face.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind. Read that gospel again. We'll have it linked at spiritinthemorning.com. When we come back, Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute. We're going to talk about best Lent ever. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for March 31st. Today we celebrate St. Stephen of Marsaba. A Do Not Disturb sign helped today's saint find holiness and peace. Stephen of Marsaba was the nephew of St. John Damascene, who introduced the young boy to monastic life beginning at age 10. When he reached 24, Stephen served the community in a variety of ways, including guest master. After some time, he asked permission to live a hermit's life. The answer from the abbot was yes and no. Stephen could follow his preferred lifestyle during the week, but on the weekends, he was to offer his skills as a counselor. Stephen placed a note on the door of his cell, "Forgive me, fathers, in the name of the Lord, but please do not disturb me except on Saturdays and Sundays." Despite his calling to prayer and quiet, Stephen displayed uncanny skills with people and was a valued spiritual guide. His biographer and disciple wrote about Stephen, "Whatever help, spiritual or material, he was asked to give, he gave. He received and honored all with the same kindness. He possessed nothing and lacked nothing. In total poverty, he possessed all things." Stephen died in 794. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
The days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all of the people with burdens and pains, keeping you back from your life. You believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. And there is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. For the mirrors that struggling just to hang on, they've lost all of their faith and love.
I'm Gary Zimek. That was Cry Out to Jesus by Third Day. You know what? That's your prayer for today. That's your advice. You're struggling with something, cry out to Jesus. He wants to hear from you.
Beautiful.
Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for the Philadelphia area. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, we have 39 degrees. The weather forecast for today, four letters, R-A-I-N, rain throughout the day. It's going to be a rainy day.
Much.
Heavy at times. Going to have a high near 52 tonight. Mm. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm before midnight, then rain likely. Boy, that's no doubt about this.
Did you hear the thunder last night?
Forecast. Yes, I did. Yeah, yes, wow. I did, Dave. Mm. Going to have a low around 42. And then Saturday, Dave, a chance of rain, mainly before 7 a.m. We will have a high near 53. And then the rain's going to be moving out gradually later in the day. So get your umbrella today. In the meantime, if you're listening to us, Make yourself cozy at home. Grab another cup of coffee, and we're going to be here for the rest of the hour. Okay, as I was discussing, actually, I don't think I was discussing because we were talking about this off the air.
Yes, yeah.
It is this Sunday is the fifth Sunday mm-hmm. of Lent. We are really approaching the end of the Lenten season. And at this point, you may be getting a little nervous. Maybe this Lent has been difficult for you. But for us here on Spirit in the Morning, we've been blessed to be able to feature the Best Lent Ever program each day throughout the Lenten season. Mm-hmm. Jack Beers is joining us now. He is from the Dynamic Catholic Institute. He's the guy that helped develop this year's Best Lent Ever program. Good morning, Jack. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for coming back on with us on the program. Hey, Jack, you know what? It's funny. When we first had you on at the beginning of Lent and you said you were willing to come back, it seemed like it was going to be so many weeks away. And now here we are, close
Incredible,
to the fifth
right?
week of Lent. How is your Lent going?
Good. You know, it's been a Lent of rediscovering a few things. I read Resisting Happiness mm-hmm. along with doing Best Lent Ever this year, and there were a few things that have really, really stuck out to me that have made it a strong and powerful Lent so far. And the first one is Tuesday Nights is the title of the day for Best Lent Ever, and the title of the chapter, Resisting Happiness, where mm-hmm. Matthew talks about how he fell in love with the Mass during daily Mass, and I had the same experience. It was an evening Mass as well, just falling in love with the Mass through daily Mass, just the quiet, the beauty of it, and the solitude involved, and just the emphasis that it brings on listening to the Lord and listening to God, and so I tried to. One of the things I'm doing this Lent is making sure I have that daily Mass experience every week, and it's been a real strong source of rejuvenation for me.
It really is, and that's a great thing to be able to do. To be able to go to daily Mass, it's I know many people, and Jack, this happened to me in the past as well. Once you start going to daily Mass during Lent, a lot of times you'll continue it even after Lent is over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Daily Mass has been a part of my life ever since I'd started going to church and really entered in the Catholic Church. It's been a part of my life, but there's, you know, finding the right time for it,
yeah.
and the time that you can actually dive deep into it and enter into the experience is challenging, and it is difficult to get into the flow of it, but mm-hmm. it nourishes the soul in just an incredible, incredible way. If you've never been to daily Mass before, it's really not something that can be explained. Only
you're right. You're right. You just have to really do it and see mm-hmm. what happens, because it is life-changing. Jack, there is invariably somebody listening who is disappointed and saying, this hasn't been my best Lent ever. I've really tried, and yet it's too late. Now, we all know with the Lord, it's not too late. What would you say to somebody who is discouraged, who is realizing that this Sunday is the fifth Sunday of Lent?
Our God is a God of second chances,
yep.
and third chances, and fourth chances. You know, he says to Peter, Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive this person? He says, 70 times 7, you know, an endless amount of times. And so there are tons and tons of opportunities that can really turn your Lent around. I was feeling as if my Lent was kind of entering into a period of stalling mm-hmm. Last week, and then I was listening to one of the Best Lent Ever videos on being an answer to someone's prayer and entering into the day saying, hey, how can I be the answer to someone's prayer today? So I would encourage that person, hey, enter into this day and think about it, like, how can I be the answer to somebody's prayer today? And I just had this incredible experience going into a day with that mentality this week on Tuesday, actually, and the Lord just really kind of blessed that, and I was able to actually be the answer to someone's prayer in a very powerful way, and it was just incredible how a Lent can turn around, a day can turn around, a week can turn around when you try to be the answer to someone's prayer.
That was one of the most powerful Best Lent Ever segments. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that one touched me particularly, too. As someone who is prone to anxiety, and I do a lot of speaking about overcoming anxiety, I can tend to withdraw into myself and feel sorry for myself. But if we turn it around and say, wait a minute, maybe I can help somebody else out, then invariably, not only are we helping somebody else out, but we get an incredible amount of grace by doing that. And in the end, we end up feeling more peaceful.
100% correct. Yeah, the way to get outside of yourself, and that's one of the things that I've really think has been powerful about resisting happiness. And this year's best line ever is that it's a deeply personal mm-hmm. book and a deeply personal program.
Yeah.
And one of the parts that's deeply personal about it is that if you can, one of the best ways to get outside of yourself. And God is a master at this, and the Catholic Church has so much genius in it because it talks about the spiritual corporal works of mercy. It talks about fasting. It talks about serving other people because those are the things that get us outside of ourselves and open ourselves up to God really working in our lives and really working in other people's lives through us. And that's always a powerful, powerful experience.
Jack, I think one of the challenges to Lent, and tell me if you agree with this, is sometimes we go into Lent thinking, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to accomplish. Lord, here's what I'm going to do for you this Lent. And as a result, when we fail, we're a little hard on ourselves. But I think we sometimes neglect to let the Holy Spirit make a few decisions about how this can actually be our best Lent ever. Can you relate to that? Would you tend to agree that that happens sometimes?
Absolutely. Who's a good listener? You know,
yeah.
I think for the most part, we're all pretty much terrible listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and one of the great arts of life is to learn to listen again. And listening to a lot of things, you know, listen to those you love, listen to your own body for your own health, listening to your conscience and your soul and listening to God. You know, that's been one of the most powerful things. I think it was day 20 here in Lent. And Matthew said that every relationship improves when we really start to listen, especially our relationship with God. And I thought, my goodness, when was the last time like I really, really listened to God? You know, when was the last time I really sat down and just said, God, what are you trying to say? And then, you know, was quiet. I've said that prayer before, but, you know, me being quiet is a very difficult thing.
Yeah, and many of us can relate to that. Mm-hmm. Jack, we have about 30 seconds left. First of all, I want to thank you for coming on the program, not just this time, but the previous time, and also for letting us be able to air these Best Lent Ever segments. It has been phenomenal. We are really grateful to you all at Dynamic Catholic Institute. Can you give us the best place to follow you guys online?
Oh, sure. Well, we're on all over the place. You can go to dynamiccatholic.com. You can sign up for daily reflections there if you want to continue on with us. You can also follow us on social media. We're on, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Great.
So you can follow everything that we're doing there and get on our email list and hear everything that we're doing on a daily basis. So they can be really powerful. We just released our next Catholic Moments program called Bless, which is for First Communion, First Reconciliation, and it's really going to be a powerful experience for young people. And so we'll be excited to share all kinds of things with you.
Awesome, awesome. Look forward to working with you in the future, brother. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute. When we come back, we're going into the deep with Dan Byrne. Stay tuned.
I got the joy.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The Senate has voted to let states block federal family planning money from going to Planned Parenthood affiliates and other abortion providers. Senators yesterday approved the Republican legislation 51-50. Vice President Mike Pence had to cast the tie-breaking vote after two GOP senators, Maine's Susan Collins and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, voted with the Democrats against the measure. The bill erases a regulation imposed by former President Obama that lets states deny family planning funds to an organization only if it's incapable of providing those services. Some states have passed laws in recent years denying funds to groups that provide abortions. Michael Flynn's attorney says the former national security advisor is in discussions with the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on receiving immunity from unfair prosecution in exchange for questioning. Flynn is part of ongoing probes into possible contacts between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. His attorney says no reasonable person with legal counsel would answer questions without such assurances. And as the U.S.-led coalition ramps up the fight against the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria, claims of civilian casualties caused by airstrikes have spiked dramatically. The toll, both in infrastructure destroyed and in lives lost, has the potential to undercut U.S. military victories, stoking resentment and a backlash that could play into the hands of the militants. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Many years ago, a conscience-stricken father in Louisville, Kentucky, gave up his driver's license for 6 months in order to teach his 13-year-old son a lesson. After being arrested for drunken driving, this man overheard his son boasting to a friend, "My dad is going to beat this charge in court." Shocked by the bad example he had given his own child, the father decided to plead guilty. He was fined and his driving privileges were suspended for 6 months. The father said, "I'd rather lose my license and pay a fine than have my boy grow up thinking he can disobey the law." Parents are the most important teachers that young people have. Remember that every word and deed of both fathers and mothers has a lasting effect, for better or worse, on impressionable young minds. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Jesus, we can't hide. Hear, I hear thy feeble shout. Run thy servant.
Jesus here by the Daughters of Mary. I went traditional on you. That's one of my favorite old-time Catholic hymns. Boy, what a beautiful song. Heart of Jesus here. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning every week. Every Friday on Spirit in the Morning, we are blessed, and I really mean that, to be joined by Dan Burke, the Executive Director of EWTN's National Catholic Register, the President of the Avila Institute for Spiritual Formation, and the creator of Divine Intimacy Radio. Dan joins us to discuss Into the Deep, his great book on finding peace through prayer. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Dan, I am great. I'm going to challenge you today, though. We've got a tough one today. We've been going through these steps in your book about how we can use sacred scripture and really turn it into a form of prayer, a dialogue with the Lord. So far, we've discussed reading. We read the passage. We reflect on the passage. We respond. We say to the Lord what we want to say. This week, we're going to be talking about resting, allowing ourselves to rest in the presence of the Lord, to remember that we just had an encounter with Him. Dan, this is one I struggle with.
Yeah, I mean, you're not alone. It's actually the thing, it's the one step that makes Lectio Divina, discovery prayer, probably the most powerful form of imaginative prayer, or prayer-oriented to Scripture, because it trains you essentially to say yes to God when He moves in your heart, and so I'll give you a kind of example, or try to, and you always ask great questions. But if you're reading, I'll ask you this question.
Yeah,
have you ever been reading in the Gospels, and in any form, even preparing for Mass or whatever, but reading and you were struck by something there, it affected you immediately internally?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And a lot of times it's not what I expected to get out of the gospel. A lot of times it's a message that might not be especially pleasant to me, but it's something the Lord's telling me.
What do you typically do when that happens to you?
I try to ignore it. I mean, honestly, because Dan, and that's what I love. I try to. Yeah, I mean, I'm being totally.
What honesty?
You know me, brother. I'm pretty transparent. But a lot of times, Jesus tells me things through the Gospels that I don't ordinarily want to hear. And honestly, what I do is I try to take it seriously. And if He tells me I need to be nicer to other people, I try to put it into action.
Right. Right. So there's a key moment when the thing hits you, which is really what this step speaks to, which is we have to train ourselves. So it's very dangerous, of course, to say no to God,
or to try to
avoid it, especially when, if you can imagine, if Jesus stood in front of you face to face in a moment and said, Gary, you know, I really think you need to be more gentle with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be like if somebody was standing there maybe next to you who was a holy person and concerned with your spiritual state? What would it be like if He said that to you, and what you did is you turned and walked the other direction?
Wow. What an image.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's unimaginable.
Right. But that is what happens when we don't really lean into those powerful moments, because that is Christ meeting us. Those convictions don't come from out of our concupiscence or out of our flesh.
Right.
Those
convictions
come from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. This morning I was entering into prayer, and as part of a community I'm part of called Apostoli Vitae, we have this official, if you will, image of Jesus and Mary. It's a painting. It's by a German painter of Mary at the feet of Jesus, you know, Mary's Martha's sister. And that famous passage of one thing is needful, and Mary's sitting at His feet.
Right.
And I looked at the passage. As I sat down to pray, the second thing I did, as I sat down to pray, I looked at it, and I was immediately awash with emotion. That is not a purely human thing.
Right.
What happened there was I was drawn into the reality, to even a very, it was very small and simple, it wasn't a big fireworks thing, but I was drawn into the reality of my own desire to be present with Christ his willingness to be present to us. You know, there's so much. There was no words in that moment. But what I did is I just sat. As long as that moment was with me, I just sat there and allowed it to permeate or wash over or do its work. And that's really what this step is about. It's about being open to the movement of the Spirit and then being very, very quick, though gently, to say yes and allow that. So when you come to a conviction in Scripture, it's another way, you know, you might then read that passage again very slowly and go back to the respond step and dialogue with Him. But oftentimes when we're, you know, when I was moved by that beautiful painting of Jesus and Mary, that's just, you know, a consolation from God, right? Mm-hmm. That's a little different than a conviction.
Right.
And so you can just sit and let yourself wash in that. If it's a specific kind of conviction or an idea or a practice or something that He wants you to repent of or take to confession or add, you know, or put in to place, then we can read that over and gently let the effect deepen, you know, permeate us, if you will. And then we might take a note that says after prayer, this might turn into your result, you know, the final step of resolution.
Right.
But the key is, here's the secret, and it is that when God meets us, we've got to say yes.
Yeah.
We've got to be open. We can't walk away from Him. We've got to receive what He's trying to give us.
And I'm so glad we're dwelling on this step, Dan. This is an important one. And I wasn't being flip when I said I try to ignore the Lord, because we tend to do that sometimes if we lose sight of the fact that this is a divine encounter, that when we're reading sacred scripture, it's not the same as reading a book by Dan Burke or Gary Zimak. I mean, you're a great writer, Dan, and I love your writing style. But when I read the Bible, that's different than reading a book by just any old author. That's an encounter with the Lord. And I think that sometimes the danger that we face is something Mother Angelica addressed. She said, don't be a what's nexter. And a what's nexter is somebody says who reads the gospel passage for the day or reads a scripture passage and says, yeah, I know that, but what's next? As if you're just reading a book. That's an encounter with the Lord.
Yeah, you're right. So it's not just ink and paper.
Yeah.
It is. They are the words of God. It is the inspired word of God.
Right.
Not just if you got a red letter edition, by the way, it's not just the red letters, right?
Good point.
The entire thing.
Good point.
All of the content is given to us for our salvation.
Mm.
And there's no doubt that, again, that's why Lectio Divina and why this kind of prayer has created so many saints.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, people say, well, I want to hear the voice of God.
Yeah,
I want to hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, do you have a Bible in your house anywhere?
Gosh.
You know, when was the last time you spent time with Jesus in Scripture?
Mm.
You know,
and
oftentimes, like, well, it's got an inch of dust on it or whatever. You know, it's not... That isn't all He's given us. Of course, He's given us the magisterium.
Sure.
He's given us the sacraments. But, boy, isn't it silly that we ignore the riches that we have in the Gospels?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I talk about this when I go out and I speak, because people come up to me and say, well, Gary, God never speaks to me. And I'll say just what you said. Have you read the Bible? That's such a reliable way. And I think I'm really glad we're able to do this series, because I want everyone to understand that you can have the Lord speak to you at any time by just reading Scripture.
And I'll even go a step beyond that. It's actually normal to encounter God in your life. So Scripture, as we've talked about, but it is really the normal Christian life to experience what Jesus said in John chapter 14, which is that if we live in this covenant of love, I'm paraphrasing, but if we live in this covenant of love together, I will manifest myself to you. What does that mean? That means if we're saying yes to Him, we're in the sacraments, we're giving our life over to Him, we are listening in Scripture. He's not a liar. He's going to actually do what He said.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have that reality in our lives, then something's wrong. And it may be habitual sin. It may be that we're not exercising the basic disciplines of the ascetical disciplines, the practices of the saints to turn our hearts and minds to God, and so then we don't have the reward associated with that reality. If we block ourselves from intimacy, of course we won't experience intimacy. But when we do all that we can do or even begin to move towards Him, He's always faithful, and He always meets us where we are and always helps us, always reveals Himself to us in some way that draws us to Him and to heaven.
Dan, I could go on speaking with you for hours, but unfortunately I'm up against a break. Brother, you really brought it this week. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on with us. We really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
It's great to be with you guys. You're doing good work, and help everybody in your neck of the woods to be holy, would you?
I will do my best. Brother, Absolutely. Thank you so much again. Right. You can follow Dan at spiritualdirection.com. Check out his resources. He's really going to help draw you closer to the Lord. I'm Gary Zimak. We're going to do Best Lent Ever and then a song. And then when we come back, your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Love is what we feel. Come here for, this is why we stay in. Love is what we come here for, the kind that won't be fade.
This is the audio from today's Dynamic Catholics Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection featuring Matthew Kelly.
Have you ever tried to use a lawnmower as a dishwasher? It doesn't really work that well. You know, you put the dishes into the lawnmower and you turn the lawnmower on and things go bad pretty quickly. You see, certain things have a certain purpose. And when we use something that has a certain purpose for something else, things tend to go wrong pretty quickly. Human beings, you know, our God's a God of purpose. He does things on purpose, with purpose, for purpose. He's not sort of, I'll just do this, we'll just do that. No, He's a God of purpose. And He created human beings for a purpose, with a purpose. And working that out, working out who you are as a human being, and we all share that, who you are individually, is really, really important to living life to the fullest, to experiencing, I mean, the incredible joy that God wants to fill our lives with. One of the things I think most people can spend their whole lives ignoring or their whole lives and never really discover is that human beings are made for mission. You and me, we're made for mission. We're not made to be served. We're made to serve. And when we ignore that, at best, we get frustrated. At worst, we become really, really miserable. You know, because anytime you use something for something that it wasn't intended or something it wasn't created for, then it's like using a lawnmower as your dishwasher. It just isn't going to work. So you're made for mission. You're made for mission. And what does that mean? It means that God has placed you on this earth for some specific reason, for some specific mission, and He wants you to carry out that mission. And I think when we think of that, we think, whoa, that's heavy, that's big, how am I going to work that out? We work it out little by little. You work it out by taking the step that's in front of you today. You work it out by realizing, okay, how can I serve other people today? Even small ways. And the more we serve other people, the more our mission becomes clearer to us. And sometimes we'll spend a year doing something or 3 years doing something, and we might even think that's our mission. And then God will pull our life in a completely different direction. 10 years later, we'll realize, oh, God had me doing that other thing because He was preparing me through that for this other mission over here. That's how God works sometimes. Just take the next right step. Just do the next thing that you can do to serve other people. You see, what I know for absolute certain is that when we get all caught up in ourselves and we turn inward, things go bad pretty quickly. There's not much joy in that. There's not we don't find the happiness that God created for us in that. We find that happiness, we find that joy by turning outward toward others and asking ourselves, how can I serve the people around me powerfully today? Because we're made for mission. And the more we serve the people around us powerfully, the clearer that great mission God created us for will become.
That was Matthew Kelly with Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection. You can experience your best Lent ever by signing up for Dynamic Catholic's free video-based program by going to bestlentever.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker.
By Zach Williams. I'm Gary Zimek, and this is Spirit in the Morning. That song is the number 8 song on the Billboard Christian Music Airplay chart this week. That song has been in the top 10 for months now. That is a huge song. And just to do a quick little rundown, because we play a lot of these songs on the program, this week the number 1 song of the Billboard Christian Music chart is What a Beautiful Name by Hillsong Worship. Number 2, Never Been a Moment by Micah Tyler. Number 3, Love Broke Through, Toby Mac. I Have This Hope by 10th Avenue North is coming in at number 5. number four, I'm sorry, Even If by Mercy Me is number five. And the number six song is Testify by Need to Breathe. We do a lot of these songs here for you on Spirit of the Morning. So you are hearing generally the top 10, top 20 of the current Christian music airplay charts. We do it differently here. We are unique for a Catholic morning show. So do me a favor. Make sure you let your friends know about what we do here at Spirit in the Morning. I want to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse now. Comes today from Philippians 4:19. The words of St. Paul. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I think this is one of the big challenges for us as followers of Christ. It's very easy, and that's why I love when Dan Burke comes on the program, because he makes it real. It's very easy, as we call ourselves followers of Christ, as people who believe in the Word of God, the written Word of God in the Bible, it's very easy for us to separate what we're reading in the Bible, what we are hearing at Mass, from our daily lives. We can't do that. If you're ever going to experience peace in life, you're going to have to remember that the Lord wants to be a part of your daily life. So therefore, when he says he will provide what you need, you have to take him at his word if you want to have peace. But a lot of times we don't take him at his word. We hear Jesus say in the Gospels that our Heavenly Father will give us what we need, but yet we worry about his provision. And I fall into that trap. So what I would ask you to do today is ask the Lord for the grace to help you trust him more, to help you trust that he really will provide as he said he will. And that, again, that verse, Philippians 4:19, that's our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. St. Paul really believes that his Father, his Heavenly Father, will provide what he needs, and ask your Heavenly Father to help you believe that as well. We will have that verse linked at spiritinthemorning.com. I just want to give you a brief program note. On Monday, we've got three guests. Man, we've got a triple header. We've got Mark Poletino from the Malvern Retreat House with his Monday, his first Monday of the month visit to fill us in on what's going on at Malvern. We also have Joe Quattrocci from Good Counsel Homes. He's going to be talking about the fine work that they're doing. And Father Donald Calloway will be here to talk about his new book, How to Pray the Rosary. So if you're somebody who's a little confused about the rosary, you want to hear Father Don, because he's been on with us before. He really can give you, and I'm going to share some personal insights on how he has helped me to really appreciate the rosary on a deeper level. Hey, thanks so much for listening to us. We're very grateful. Dave, tonight, tonight we got the big concert at Warminster Nativity at 7:30.
Yes, we do, folks. If you can, come out and enjoy the concert.
Yep. We're going to be there. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Come up and say hi to us. And let's close with prayer now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Yes. O God, who have prepared fitting helps for us in our weakness, grant, we pray, that we may receive their healing effects with joy and reflect them in a holy way of life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for making us a regular part of your day. Please spread the word about Spirit in the Morning. Follow us at spiritinthemorning.com. Dave, thanks for another great week.
Yeah. Gary, likewise. Thank you, and thanks for listening, everybody.
That's right. This Sunday's the fifth Sunday of Lent, but as you heard Jack Beers say, it's still not too late to make this your best Lent ever. God is right here. He's right now. He's present, and he's not going to give up on you. You know what I always tell you at the end of the show? Wherever you go today, whatever you do, remember that the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. Also, say thanks to him. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.